Well, I had the privilege of knowing Grandma Mary just for the last 11 or so years of her life and became quite accustomed to her Christmas chocolates. They were very wonderful that, as she would deliver those. But, I thought I would just share with you a little bit of insight into some principles that Mary taught me. And these principles that she taught were done so in a setting where my wife and I were able to visit her last Wednesday, just a day prior to her passing. And as we sat with her at her bedside, in what I thought at first was somewhat of a light moment, she said, "You know, it's awfully awkward to have to call people and tell them that you're dying." And she had kind of that smirky grin that sometimes she has. And we kind of chuckled about that a little bit, but shortly thereafter, she said, "You know, it is really important to have family in the church." And I would like to just dive into a little bit of some of the insight that I've had as I've pondered on those last few comments that I was able to hear from her. I recognize that Mary was a little bit concerned about dying. She didn't. She expressed that she didn't know how to do it, as if there was some magic switch to flip or something she had to do. She was concerned that she didn't know what that was, and of course, there isn't. And later, in talking with Duane and Jamie, she had that same conversation with them, and Jamie assured her that, "No, you just rest, Mom. You're okay. You don't have to do anything right now." But I think that it's interesting to think about what it is that would have made Grandma Mary concerned about wanting to know if there was something she needed to do. I think that speaks volumes of really what she was all about. She always wanted to know what there was to do because she had an innate desire. It was just part of her to be able to do that which she knew she needed to do. Perhaps, the word obedience comes to mind when I think of Grandma Mary. She was nothing if she wasn't obedient, and I think that's one of her great hallmarks. And interestingly enough, I think when she, in this conversation that we had, she didn't do it in any other way except pure Grandma Mary style. She didn't announce that she was about to teach. And I'm sure she didn't even think of herself as a teacher. But she indeed did teach just by being exactly who she knew she was supposed to be over a lifetime of growing and learning and becoming. And that is, in my mind, the epitome of Grandma Mary. She did what she knew she was supposed to do, and she did it simply. She did it without fanfare, and she, as Jamie mentioned, she didn't think that that was much of a sacrifice at all. She was a very plain woman that way, and what a great example that is. Well, the second point that she made was of the importance of having family in the church. You know, Mary, of course, as you know, was not born a member of the church, and she gained her testimony later in life. Part of that conversion, I believe, was in recognizing that families are the primary unit, if you will, in the order of heaven. And she had a great desire to be with her family. She absolutely loved her family. She learned that families could be sealed together, and by virtue of that sealing, have all of the blessings of heaven in the life hereafter, provided that all of the covenants and obligations were met, and as Jamie so nicely taught by example, that that there is an element that no matter how much work we do, it's not going to be enough. We're going to need our Savior Jesus Christ to make up that difference. She certainly knew and understood that. Well, I think because of that love for family, yeah, I think that's what drove Mary to perform all of the family history work that she did. She just had that inside of her. She knew of the importance of having family gathered around, and she wanted to extend that into the eternities. One step at a time, one person at a time, she served and researched and either did or saw that the work was done for her posterity to be able to be linked together. And as has been said by her son Gary, over 2,000 people have had the vicarious ordinances performed for her that are essential. And what a great testament that is of Grandma Mary's life and the things that she sought for. Perhaps one of the things that we could remember most as we reflect upon the life of Grandma Mary is to recognize the simple fact that Grandma Mary was one who was interested in knowing what there was to do so that she could simply do it and then extend those blessings to her family. I am grateful for her testimony, for her living example of one who follows her Savior Jesus Christ. I feel it a privilege to be able to add my testimony to hers. I recognize, I know, and I know that Grandma Mary knew that God lives and that His Son is Jesus Christ and that He came to this world to provide for us a means to return back to our heavenly family. I am grateful that Grandma Mary was able to share a little bit of her life, and I was able to see and feel of her testimony. I would have you know that this church is true, and Mary knew it. And that is a testament to her simple boldness. She had a way about her that was not in your face. It was very laid back and very easy and comfortable, as has been said before. And yet, if we look at her life, it is clear that she knew the truth. And I'm grateful for that. And I leave these words with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We express our appreciation to all who have participated in the services this day, to all who are able to speak. It's not an easy thing for family to speak at a funeral, and yet everyone who has spoke has done so admirably, and we have been taught well by them. We will sing our closing hymn, number 230, Scatter Sunshine. Following the closing hymn, Brother C. Edward Curl will offer the closing prayer.